Pastor talked about it. Brother Joe talked about it. About 10 years ago, 11 years ago, 12 years ago. Now we saw a church started in Laos, Thailand, Cambodia, Vietnam, Burma. Because somebody had a dream, want to serve God.
Yes, sir.
I'm excited. I'm going to keep doing it till the day that I drop dead.
Amen.
Yeah. We have a song we're singing with the bus kids. Old soldier, old Christian, grab your Bible, follow me. I'm in God's infantry. If I die in the mission field, wrap me up and send me home. Tell my church I did my best. There's no time to retreat.
Nope.
Take your Bible, please. Please go to Acts chapter 13. Acts chapter 13. Because of the time, I would love to have some of you ask some questions. What's going on over there? But because of the time, we want to be mindful about the time. Some of y'all need to go to sleep so you come back to school in the morning. Amen. I am so thrilled to see all these little ones marching through here, Brother Montgomery. You know what that is? We travel all across America, and a lot of churches, you know, it's 50 years on up and no children in the church. That means that the church is dying. Do not give these little ones hard time. Anybody give these little guys hard time? These little ones hard time, you tell me about it, and I'll give them hard time. I'll kick them in the hind or something. The Bible says in Acts chapter 13, we're going to read verse 1 to verse 4. The Bible says, now there were in the church that was in Antioch certain prophets and teachers, as Barnabas and Simeon, that was called Niger, and Lucius, and of Cyrene and Menian, which had been brought up with Herod Tetrarch, and Saul, this is the Apostle Paul, as they ministered to the Lord and fasted, and the Holy Ghost said, separate me, Paul and Barnabas, and Saul, for the work whereunto I have called them. And verse 3, and when they have fasted and prayed and laid their hands on them and sent them away. Father, we thank you for the word of God. We thank you for Pacific Baptist Church, Brother Pastor Myers, and the church here, the church members. God, I pray that please continue to bless in this little corner of Long Beach. And God, I pray that please you continue to prosper them. And God, I pray that please you help Brother Joe Esposito to heal them up too. And God, I pray for all these family and all these little ones, Lord. You have a future for them. And God, I pray that please help us tonight now. Bless as we study your word in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Of course, we've been to the mission field for about 8.5 years now, back and forth a couple years. About 5 years ago, we were here, and I'm sorry about that, the DVD presentation. I'm always say this, technology is great when it works. That's so you keep a notebook, amen? When they don't work anymore, you still have it in the notebook. Bear with me, I got to turn this thing on. There again, it's technology. Amen? Tonight, we're going to talk to you about why missions. Why missions? Brother Jay, why you want to preach that again? Did you know that we have done so much and maxed us out? Preach about something else. There's so much in the Bible. I want to keep everybody on guard about mission. All right? I'm going to keep you. Hey, You know, mission is what it's all about. This church, you know, if we ever get comfortable and complacent, and we will die if we don't think about mission. God loved mission so much, and he sent his darling son, Jesus Christ, from glory and came from heaven to earth, be the first missionary here on the earth. We ought to keep mission here in Pacific Baptist Church forever and ever till the day he called us our home. Amen. Thank you. Why mission, Brother Jay? Continue. Mission is to continue preach, teach the gospel, pray, sin, and give to the end of the world for the cause of the gospel. All got to get involved. Brother Jay, it's been 2019 years. Maybe we could coast a little bit. Some church say this, Pastor. Some church say this. Some people, they say, well, Brother Jay, we're towards the end now. There's no need for us to try to do. I don't know about you, but I don't want to see him face to face and say, he caught me off guard and said, you're not doing anything. I'll send you back down there. Let me give you the outline real quick, and then we'll go through it. We may not go through it. I got seven of them. We may not go through. We got a few minutes. The Bible says, number one, you don't have to write it down. Just listen. Number one is we have a command from God. Number two, we have a cry from the people. Number three, we have a concern from hell. Number four, we have a conscience to live with. Number five, we have Christ to share with the world. Number six, we have a cross to carry. Number seven, last but not least, we have a crown to win. Number one, we have a command from God. Of course, Matthew chapter 28, verse 18 and to 20, Luke 20, 24, verse 45 to 48. In Mark chapter 16, verse 15, and Acts chapter 1, verse 8, you already know about it. Missionary come by, they preach it to you. That is, we call it the Great Commission. What is the Great Commission? Somebody giving it to us, and we got to go. You realize God could call the angel, ask the angel, and say, angel, you go down there, and you tell them that I love them so much, and the angel would have done it for God. But you know why? You know why God chose me and you to do it? God chose me and you to do it because the angel do not understand why pain, suffering, and why we go through what we go through. And that's what God chose you and I to do that work for him. It's a privilege to serve God. I don't know why God used some fool like me, Brother Tong D, to reach people for him. That's an honor. It's more honor than being an ambassador for the United States of America. And I'd be glad if the president called me and say, go to Thailand, maybe I can straighten some things out. For him, of course. For the president. But it's an honor to serve God. It's an honor to serve God. I'm enjoying preaching. I'm enjoying living for Jesus. Young people, there's no better life than live for God. Over all 30-some years, live for God. I'm enjoying every minute of it. It's a command from God. God said, go into all the world. Preach the gospel. Number two, we have a cry from the people. Psalm chapter 142, verse 7 said this, bring my soul out of prison that I may praise thy name. The righteous shall compass me about, for thou shalt deal bountifully with me. In Acts chapter 16, verse 9 said this, a vision appeared unto Paul in the night. There stood a man of Macedonia and prayed him, saying, come over into Macedonia and help us. The cry of the people. They don't want us there, but their soul is crying for a savior. It is hard to be in Laos to reach communists for Christ, but somebody have to go because those are souls, and we have to be about the Father's business, and the Father's business is not going on vacation to Laos or Thailand. If you think come to vacation to Laos and Thailand and 100 degree and 98 humidity, please come and we'll take you and we'll go have a vacation up in the hill somewhere. Amen. You live in Long Beach, you don't know what sweat is. My soul, you take a shower and you sweat while you're taking your shower. Amen. Brother Johnny said he said he had a record of five showers a day. Oh, my soul. It's no vacation, but the cry of the people. They cry, their soul is longing that somebody will come, will go to them and tell them about the blessed Savior. We have the answer. We have this gospel. The gospel is the good news of Jesus Christ. He came to be made of a virgin woman and live a sinless life and died on the cross for us and rose again from the dead, Brother Montgomery, that today we could proudly say that our God is risen from the grave and he's not dead. And one of this day, he's coming back, and I know he's coming back real quick. Many of you probably not going to see death. I don't know. Many of us may not see death. If you look at Bible history and the nation of Israel, what they play in the prophecy right now, my soul, we're getting closer to go home. It would be nice be tonight, the cry of the people, and then the concern from hell. Of course, you read the story in Luke chapter 16 there. Let me read you a verse here. The Bible said in verse 26, Luke 16, verse 26, it said this: beside all this between us and you, there is a great gulf fixed, said that which pass from hence to you cannot, neither can they pass to us that will come from thence. Then he said, I pray thee therefore, Father, that thou wouldest send him to my father's house. It is the concern from hell. Do you realize that our loved ones in hell right now, they can't do nothing about it, but they still want their children? Do you realize that the heathens, they are right now crying for begging for one drop of water to cool their tongue in hell? Tonight, one of their greatest prayer in hell to say, God, you sent somebody to my children's house or my loved one's home, and they may get saved, and this is an awful place. If you think about hell, it's a nice place, you are so wrong.
Amen.
How dare a person would tell another person and say, you go to hell.
No.
That's the most awful place there is in the world. It's a concern from hell. Not only that, it's a conscience to live with. Ezekiel chapter 33, verse 8 said this: when I said unto the wicked, O wicked man, thou shalt surely die if thou didst not speak to the worm to warn the wicked from his way. The wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood will I require of thy hand. Many people that you work with, many people that I have encountered with throughout our life from day to day, it's no accident that you bump into them and they bump into you. They have a soul that it is destined for heaven's sweet heaven or hell's blistering, burning place. And if we don't care about them, we don't think about them, they will go to that awful place. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 6 said this: for I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. Verse 7, I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Can all of us in this room say that? So, Brother Jay, I'm not called like you, go to the mission field. No, it's required of you to do the same thing.
Come on.
It requires all of us to do the same thing. Why mission, Brother Jay? This is why mission is a conscience to live with. We have Christ to share. Christ is the best thing there is in all the world. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. There is no man before him, and there's no man after him hath stood up and hath claims that name, that he is the way, the truth to God. I don't care who you are. I believe that all religion in the world, nobody claim that title. We need to share that with lost and dying world. Friend Aid is coming. That's one way to tell them about Jesus Christ. Y'all okay out there you all right out there? Somebody fall out there. Patio. We have a cross to carry. We have a cross to carry. Jesus said, he that wants to follow me, he must deny himself and carry the cross. We all have a cross to carry. What is that cross? That is to follow the Lord Jesus Christ where he lead us. Not only that, last but not least, we have a crown to win. In 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 6 said this, wherefore I put thee in remembrance that thou stirred up the gift of God which is in thee by the putting on of the laying of our hands. For God had not given us the spirit of fear, but the power and of love and of sound mind. Be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me his prisoner, but be thou partaker of the affliction of the gospel according to the power of God. It's a crown to win. One of these days we will go to heaven, and he will call us out of this world. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 13 to verse 18 say, they which are dead will rise first. We which are alive will be changed in the twinkling of an eye. We will be all caught together to be with him in the air. That is, when we preach that, people get excited.
Come on.
Don't get excited. We are headed to a judgment seat of Christ. And we're going to get crowned. I'm going to ask you this question. The crown, do you know that the crown only worth the jewel that is on it? And the jewels is going to be all your crown. You're ready to go have a crown, Brother John. But the people that you win will be the jewels that hung all your crown. I'm going to feel very guilty if I say this. In this church, you guys have soul winning program. But churches across America, they do not have soul winning like our church. The only thing that we're going to bring to Christ and throw at his feet and say, Lord, here, it's not mine. You did it all and put it at your feet. What's going to be on our crowns? Is it just going to be a crown? Or is it going to be some Jew on it? Jews on it is only the souls of men, women, boys, and girls that we led to the Lord. And you support missionary win, and put it on your account. That's it. It's a crown to win. I'm done. Ask you a question. How are you doing with God tonight? How is your relationship between you and God tonight? When we close the door, you by yourself tonight. Are you excited about see Jesus? Are you long for him? Why mission, Brother Jay? Mission is God's heartbeat.
Right.
This is the heart of God.
Yep.
People say, well, our church is very mission-minded. Forget it. If you're just mission-minded, not going to do anything about it. You got to be mission-hearted. It has to transfer from here to here.
Right.
And that's why we have missionary in Cambodia, Laos, Thailand, and now with the churches are sending missionary out, preachers, boys out preaching all over Southeast Asia. Church, I'm not put a guilt trip on you tonight, but I am telling you, this is the heartbeat of God.
Right.
Mission is the heartbeat of God.
Yes,
get in on it. Get in on it. Get in on it. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for Jesus. We thank you for our church, Pacific Baptist Church. Lord, I pray that in my inability of speaking the English language, maybe I say something tonight that will help somebody. And Lord, that they'll go home tonight and they'll think about why it's so important that we have mission program in our church. Not just missionary, but the church members will be mission-hearted and go out to the highways and to the hedges and win our Jerusalem for Christ. Lord, I thank you for these families, the church members. They're so faithful over the years, helping us missionary. And Lord, please bless them. Many of them lost their good job, and Lord, I pray you give them a better job than they had. Thank you for them. Thank you for Brother Myers and the church family here. God, we love you. We thank you. Please come quickly. We're so homesick. We want to go to heaven. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Pastor.